Blog Talk Radio.
Chautauqua Netzer Morning Devotional Worship Program, Asari and Resurrection Series, verses 11-111. This is Sunday, May the 22nd, 2016. And 38,782, according to the ancient Egyptian Kemetic calendar, based on the great year system of time reckoning. I am Shems Haru Mariatun. If you are first-time listeners, on Chautauqua Netzer means hidden divinity, also known as the ancient Egyptian, ancient Kemetic Egyptian mysteries. The purpose of the devotional program is one of calling out to the divine, gods and goddesses, or what are also known as the cosmic energies that are within us. We do this through performing our altar rituals, prayers, chanting and singing, meditation, and the Tejet Netzeru Semipaut, known as the movements of the gods and goddesses, which is our yoga posture system, are also an integral part of Chautauqua Netzer spiritual tradition. This allows the divine to grace us with her presence and move closer to us. It is establishing and engendering a devotional feeling and love for the divine, creating a divine communion and love for him, her, and all aspects of being, harmonizing one's feelings and emotions and leading to the ultimate unity of individual self with the divine self. This is part of the Sheti disciplines of Uashu. You are welcome to join us by following along in all aspects of our program. There are two books that will be used, the chants, prayers, how to create your altar, and most of the songs that you will hear can be found in the devotional worship book by Dr. Muata Ashby. The listening to the teaching segment of this morning's program will be taken from African Religion, Volume 4, Asarian Theology, by Dr. Muata Ashby. Be sure to register for a free membership at our new interactive website, www.egyptianyoga.com. Your free membership will give you access to an extensive resource of information. You will enjoy a continuous stream of devotional hymns, the Netzerian Creed, Hesu Amun, videos, Q&A about Kemetic culture, spirituality, and lifestyle, and ancient teaching presented by our temple high priests and priestesses. Also, click on our go-to bookstore link to obtain copy of your very own devotional worship books and preview our extensive selection. Shems Arit Netter S. Merimati and myself, Shems Haru Mariatun, are members of the Simi Institute and Shetot Netzer Temple of Aset under the leadership of Seba Ma, Dr. Muata Ashby, and Seba Ja, Dr. Karen Ashby. We are initiates of the Temple of Aset. And with that, greetings. How are you?
Lucha Uber Nefer. I'm doing very well, thanks. And how are you today?
I'm wonderful, thank you. Thanks for asking.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah, you know, it's gorgeous day here in Atlanta. The weather is starting to come around. We had a few days of cold coolness, but now we're starting to feel like a normal May day.
Well, that's wonderful. We had some chemtrails last week, so we knew it was going to rain today, yesterday, so it did. But it's a beautiful rising here. All right,
wonderful.
Well then, let's begin. Go ahead and begin.
Absolutely.
Our program for today. Dua. All right, so we'll begin by kneeling before the altar. And with our hands raised upward in the dual posture, we're going to prostrate before the altar. And we're going to bow, gently tapping our foreheads to the ground. This is a sign of homage to the higher self. Rising up, now we uncover the altar. This symbolizes removing the veil of ignorance and illusion. The lighting of the candle represents the Aku, the divine light, the immortal spirit that lives within us, that is to be awakened. The lighting of the incense symbolizes the fragrance of our personality, which exudes the divine odor as it rises up. It attracts as well as communes with the divine. Next, we have the pouring of libation. Pour purified water from one container to the next, silently and continuously. This symbolizes the one-pointed flow of the mind towards the divine. Now we take our live fruit offering, a fresh fruit or vegetable, and place this in front of the altar. Now we'll prepare for the offering formula. I'd like you to get into a comfortable seated position, either on the floor in the lotus posture with your legs crossed, or in a chair with your back straight, your feet firmly planted on the ground. And take a few deep breaths together. Inhale, slow and deep. Allow the abdominal area to expand. And exhale, allow the abdominal area to contract, almost touching the spine. Again, inhale. And exhale. And now we'll recite the offering formula four times, call and response. Hotepti nesu netera Anpu wep wat neptajasen Perkeru kakape Si neter arimakeru
Hotepti nesu netera Anpu wep wep netajasen
Erkedu kakate, sinete ari makeru.
Otepti netu netara, anku wat neptajisa, perkeru kakate, sinete ari makeru.
O tepi nesu netera, anpu wep netajaser, perkedu kakatev sinete ari makeru.
O tepi nesu netera, anpu wep netajaser, perkedu kakatev. Sinete ari makeru.
O tepi nesu netera, anpu wep netajaser, perkedu kakate, sinete ari makeru.
O tepi nesu netera, anpu wep neptajase, perkeru kakape, sinete ari makeru.
Ote bine sunetera, anpu wep neptajase, perkedu kakape, sinete ari makeru.
Offering is given to the Supreme Divinity and to Anpu, preparer of the traveler, and Wetwet, opener of the ways, lord of the sacred land. The spoken offering is 1,000 beef, complete maleness, and 1,000 geese, complete femaleness. This causes the divine to make one true of speech, an enlightened being. Okay.
Now we have the Natarian Creed, what we believe. Compiled by Seba Ma and Seba Ja Ashby. As a Natarian, I follow the ancient African Kemetan religious path of Shetout Netra, which teaches about the mysteries of the Supreme Being Nebuchadnezzar, the all-encompassing divinity. I believe that from Nebuchadnezzar proceed all the Netadu, the gods and goddesses, and all the worlds, and the entire universe. Since Nebuchadnezzar manifests as the Netadu, Nebuchadnezzar can be worshipped as a god or a goddess. I believe that there is only one Supreme Being Nebuchadnezzar, and that the gods and goddesses are expressions of the one Supreme Being Nebuchadnezzar. As an Aterian, I strive to come into harmony with the gods and goddesses, the Netadu, by developing within my personality the different virtuous and divine qualities they symbolize. This will lead me closer to Nebuchadnezzar. As an Aterian, I also believe that Supreme Being I call Nebuchadnezzar is the same Supreme Being that is worshipped by other religions under different names. I believe that Nebuchadnezzar established all creation on Ma'at, righteousness, truth, and order, and that my actions, termed Ari, determine the quality of life I lead and experience. If I act with Ma'at, positive Ari, my path will be free of suffering and pain. When I forget Ma'at and act in an unrighteous manner, negative Ari, I invite suffering and pain into my life. As an Aterian, I believe that when my body dies, my heart's actions will be examined against Ma'at. If it is found that I have held Ma'at during my lifetime, I will have positive Ari, and my Aku, spirit, will become one with Nebuchadnezzar for all eternity. This is called Nihast, the spiritual awakening, enlightenment. If it is found that I acted with selfishness and greed, I will have negative Ari, and my Ba, my soul, will suffer after death and then be reincarnated again to live in the world of time and space again. This is called Uhim Ankh, reincarnation. As a Natarian, I believe in the teaching of Shensu, following the path of Shitat Metra, by practicing the disciplines of Shetty, which include study of wisdom teachings, Rekab, devotion to God, Uwashu, acting with righteousness, Ma'at, and meditation, Uwa. Nebuja provided the Shetitu, the spiritual teaching, that was written in the Medinetter, the hieroglyphic scripture, so that the Shimsu, the followers, might study the wisdom teaching of Shetat Metra. Two most important Natarian scriptures are the Pert Imharu and the Asu Amun, and the most important Natarian myth is the Asarian resurrection. By the practice of the disciplines of Shetty, I will discover the Shetat, the mysteries of life, and become Ma'akeru, pure of heart. I will become one with God even before death, and I will discover supreme peace, abiding happiness and fulfillment of my life's purpose, and promote peace and harmony for the world. Chat.
Now we will have the great truths of Shetat Metra, a call and response. Pa Netter, Ua Ua, Nebuchadnezzar in Netteru.
Pa Netter, Ua Ua, Nebuchadnezzar in Netteru.
Pa Netter, Ua Ua, Nebuchadnezzar in Netteru.
Pa
Netter, Ua Ua, Nebuchadnezzar in Netteru.
Pa Netter, Ua Ua, Nebuchadnezzar in Netteru.
Pa
Netter, Ua Ua, Nebuchadnezzar in
Pa Netter, Ua Ua, Nebuchadnezzar in Netteru.
Pa Netter, Ua Ua, Nebuchadnezzar in Netteru. The Netter, the Supreme Being, is one and alone, and is Nebuchadnezzar, manifesting everywhere and in all things in the form of gods and goddesses. Commentary. Nebuchadnezzar means all-encompassing divinity, the all-inclusive, all-embracing spirit which pervades all and who is the ultimate essence of all. This first truth unifies all the expressions of Kemetan religion.
Amat Sri Sayuse Sekamen.
Amat Sri Sayuse Sekamen.
Amat Sri Sayuse Sekamen.
Sri
Sayu Se Sekamen.
Anma Sri Sayu Se Sekamen.
Anma Sri Sayu Se Sekamen. Sekamen.
Anmat Sri Sayu Se Sekamen. Lack of righteousness brings fetters to the personality, and these fetters lead to ignorance of the divine. Commentary. When a human being acts in ways that contradict the natural order of nature, Negative qualities of the mind will develop within that person's personality. These are the afflictions of Set. Set is a residue of egoism and selfishness. The afflictions of Set include anger, hatred, greed, lust, jealousy, envy, gluttony, dishonesty, hypocrisy, etc. So, to be free from the fetters of Set, one must be free from the afflictions of Set.
Say washu, say nafu, inside you said.
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 Say wash you, say nafu, inside you said.
Say wash you, say nafu, inside you said.
Say wash you, say nafu, inside you said.
Say wash you. Say nafu, inside you said. Devotion to the divine leads to freedom from the fetters of Set. Commentary. To be liberated, nafu, which means freedom to breathe, from the afflictions of Set, one must be devoted to the divine. Being devoted to the divine means living by Ma'at. Ma'at is a way of life that is purifying to the heart and beneficial for society, as it promotes virtue and order. Living by Ma'at means practicing shedi, the spiritual practices and discipline. Uashu means devotion, and the classic pose of adoring the divine is called dua, standing or sitting with upraised hands, facing outwards towards the image of the divinity.
Ari Shetty Raka Ben Makeru.
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 Ari Shetty Raka. In my room. The practice of the Shetty disciplines leads to knowing oneself as a divine. This is called being true of speech. Commentary. Doing Shetty means to study profoundly, to penetrate the mysteries, shetout, and to discover the nature of the divine. There have been several practices designed by the sages of ancient Kemet to facilitate the process of self-knowledge. These are the religious Shetout traditions and the Sema, Mai, Tawi, yoga disciplines related to them that augment the spiritual practices. All the traditions relate the teachings of the sages by means of myths related to particular gods or goddesses. It is understood that all of these netsuru are related, like brothers and sisters, having all emanated from the same source, from the same supremely divine parent, who is neither male nor female, but encompasses the totality of the truth. Hatap. Now we have the recitations for Ushet in the morning, beginning with the opening prayer A, and the ancient Kemetic book of coming forth by day. Manu on a tablet to my atheta. Adoration to Ra when he rises in the rising eastern. Homage to Ra, coming forth as Kepura. Kepura, creator of the gods and goddesses. Rising thee, shining thee, lighting up thy mother. Rising as Lord, king of the gods and goddesses. Your mother Nut does an act of worship to you with both arms. Manu, the western horizon, receives thee in peace. Ma'at embraces thee at the double season, perennially. And now is the moment for adoration to Raherakuti, from the hymn to Aten by Akhenaten. Dua Ankerakuti. I am Aken, am Renen, am Shu, am Aten, Diyan Kajeta He. In Sutanang, am Atnetawi, Nef. Kefarura, Ua in Ra. Adoration to the living Heru in the two horizons, residing in the horizon, in his name of Shu in the form of his sun disk, giving life forever and for eternity. This praise is sung by the king Akhenaten, the living in righteousness, lord of the two lands, ancient Kemet. The good king in his name, creator, one with God. Hatshep.
Hatshep. Next, we invoke the assistance of the deity or cosmic force which removes obstacles to our success in spiritual practice. Enpu is the deity which leads souls through the narrow pathways of the Duat. Therefore, request the assistance of Enpu, who represents the discriminative intellectual ability, so that you may distinguish the real from the unreal. O Enpuat, Enpu, opener of the ways, the roads of the north. O Enpu, opener of the ways, the roads of the south. The messenger between heaven and hell, displaying alternately a face black as night and golden as the day. He is equally watchful by day as by night. May Enpu make my thighs firm so that I may stand upon them. I have washed myself in the water wherein the god Enpu washed when he performed the office of embalmer and bandager. My lips are the lips of Enpu. We'll take 1 minute for silent reflection on the prayer to Enpu.
Now we invoke the present. Oh, continue.
All right, Captain.
Continue. Now we invoke the presence of Aset Ma'at, who is the embodiment of wisdom and inner discovery of the divine. Aset is the mother of the universe, and she herself veils her true form as a supreme transcendental self. This veil of ignorance is only due to ignorance. Therefore, pray for Aset to make her presence known, which bestows instant revelation of her true form. This unveiling is a metaphor symbolizing the intuitional revelation of the divine, or enlightenment in our mind. Aset is within our hearts and only needs to be revealed. However, she can only reveal herself to the true aspirant, one who is devoted to her, the self, and to her alone. Aset says, I, Aset, am all that has been, all that is or shall be, and no mortal man hath ever unveiled me. The invocatory prayer to Aset. O benevolent Aset, who protected her brother Asar, who searched for him without wearying, who traversed the land in mourning and never rested until she had found him. She who afforded him shadow with her wings and gave him air with her feathers, who rejoiced and carried her brother home. She who revived what was faint for the weary one, who received his seed and conceived an heir, and who nourished him in solitude while no one knew where he was. Aset saith, I have come to be a protector unto thee. I walked unto the air for thy nostrils, and the north wind which cometh forth from the god Tem unto thy nose. I have made whole for thee thy windpipe. I make thee to live like a god. Thine enemies have fallen under thy feet. I have made thy word to be true before Nut, and thou art mighty before the gods. And now let's pause 1 minute with silent meditation. Remember your spiritual preceptor, the person who taught you how to meditate. Thank them for their teaching and invoke their grace for success in your meditation. Have faith in your master's ability to lead you along the path of truth. The lips of the wise are as the doors of a cabinet. No sooner are they opened, but treasures are poured out before you. Like unto trees of gold arranged in beds of silver are wise sentences uttered in due season. Remember the following precepts. Have devotion of purpose. Have faith in your own ability to accept the truth. Have faith in your ability to act with wisdom.
Excerpts of Chapter 33 of the Pert M. Haru from Contemporary Papyri. I have lived by righteousness and truth while on earth. I live in righteousness and truth. I feed upon right and truth in my heart. I have done what is required to live in harmony in society. And the gods and goddesses, the Netzaru, are also satisfied that I have worshipped rightly. I have done God's will. I have given bread to the hungry, water to the thirsty, clothes to the clothless, and a boat to those who were shipwrecked. I made the prescribed offerings to the gods and goddesses. I also made offerings in the temple to the glorious spirit. Therefore, protect me when I go to face the God. Amasun panate, sake su eminem panate, adua duma kiripa heru. Give thyself to God, keep thyself daily for God, and let tomorrow be as today.
Hetep. And now it's time for our daily chant. Call and response. Om Amun Ra Ptah.
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 Om Amun Ra Ptah. The one divine self manifesting and the trinity of witnessing consciousness, mind, and the physical universe.
Om Asara Seth Hedin.
Om Asara Seth Heru.
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 Om Asara Seth Heru. The one divine self manifesting and the trinity of the divine father, divine mother, and divine child.
Om Atima Akeru.
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 Om Atima Akeru. The one divine self manifesting as the dual goddesses of truth of above and below, heaven and earth, assist us in attaining spiritual enlightenment.
Ama suan panate, salke suan in panate, al tuanima kiriparu.
Ama suan panate, salke suan in panate, adua duma kiriparu.
Ama suan panate, salke suan in panate, al tuanima kiriparu.
Amasu empanate, sake su empanate, adua duma, kiripa heru.
Amasu empanate, sake su empanate, adua duma, kiripa heru.
Amasu empanate, sake su empanate, adua duma, kiripa heru.
Amasu empanate, sauke su eminent panate, alduanima, kiripaharu.
Amasu empanate, sauke su eminent panate, alduanima, kiripaharu. Give thyself to God, keep thou thyself daily for God, and let tomorrow be as today.
A captive, and that's a itty matter wash.
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 A captive, and that's a itty matter wash. An offering is made to propitiate that God may make the vascular system flourish, an invocation of health.
Duara, 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 kapara.
Duara, 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 kepara.
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 Duara, 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 kepara. Adorations to Ra, adorations to Ra, adorations to Ra in the form of the Creator.
Dua sadu nefer netara, dua sahir abdu. Dua sa nevjeta, dua sa tutenhe.
Dua sa unefernetera, dua sa he adu, dua sa nevjeta, dua sa tutenhe.
Dua sa unefernetera. Dua sa her abdu, dua sa nevjeta, dua sa sutin hei.
Dua sa unefernetera, dua sa her abdu, dua sa nevjeta, dua sa sutin hei.
Dua sadu nefanetana, dua sahir abdu, dua sa nefjeta, dua sa sutin hei.
Dua sa unefanetana, dua sahir abdu, dua sa nefjeta. Dua sa sutin hei.
Dua sa dunas
Sanatana, Dua Sahara Du, Dua Sanajeta, Dua Sar Sutin Hey,
Dua Sahunafanatara. Do I saw Abdu? Do I saw Najata? Do I saw Sutin Hay? Adorations to Asar, pure existence, exalted divinity. Adorations to Asar, innermost essence of Abdu, city of God. Adorations to Asar, Lord of Forever. Adorations to Asar, King of Eternity.
Net, net, to a net, Sepeketa Semuel.
Net, net, to a net, Sepeketa Semuel.
Net, net, to one 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 net, Sepeketa Semuel.
Net, net, do one net, Sepeketa Semuel.
Net, net, do one net, Sepeketa Semuel. Goddess Net. Adoration, Goddess Net. Remove your veil so that I may see your true form. Creation unveiled to see the divine self. Spiritual enlightenment.
Tu a heteru netita.
Tu a heteru netita.
Tu a heteru netita.
Do I heteru netrita?
Do I heteru netrita?
Do I heteru netrita?
Do I heteru netrita?
Do I heteru netrita? Adorations to Heteru, the great goddess. Ah, 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 ah
Maat is the source of life. Maat is in everywhere you are. Rise in the morning with Maat. Live with Maat. Let every limb join with Maat. Let her guide your action. Adoration to Goddess Maat, who is in everywhere you are. Hatep.
Dua, Hatep.
Nev Netu, Nev Jetu, Eratu, Ahana to do them be you.
Nev Netu, Nev Jetu. Arasu ahana teru dim diu.
Neb metu, neb jedu, erasu ahana teru dim diu.
Neb metu, neb jedu, arasu ahana teru dim diu.
Neb metu, neb jedu, erasu ahana teru dim diu.
Ne metu, ne jedu, arasu ahane turu dindiyu.
Ne metu, ne jedu, arasu ahane turu dindiyu.
Ne metu, ne jedu, arasu ahane turu dindiyu. All words, all spoken about me, from outside me. Others saying things about me, and also from inside me. Negative, egoistic self-talk, based on fear, anger, insecurity, frustration, etc. The Netzaru, those gods and goddesses, together, they stand up for me on my behalf. That's it. Next, we'll have
our healing chant. Chant for Hedu.
To our second Arine.
Goddess Sekhmet, power of the life force energy. Adorations to Goddess Aset, Lady of Wisdom and Healing Words of Power. Do for this child life, vitality, and health. Hatep.
Hatep. Then we will have the supplication to Aset, Ra, and Asar for health and freedom from negative things. May Aset heal us as she healed Horu of all his pains, which his uncle Set had caused him when he killed his father Asar. O Aset, great of words of power, heal us. Save the one from all the bad, evil, typhonic things, from the demonic and deadly diseases and impurities of all kinds which attack them, as you have saved and freed your son Haru. As I enter the fire and emerge from the water, may I not fall into the trap of that day, saying, I am small and pitiable. O Ra, you who has spoken for your body. O Asar, you who pray for your manifestation. Ra speaks for his body. Asar prays for his manifestation. Free us from all possible evil, bad, and typhonic things, from the demonic and deadly fevers of all kinds. Taken from the ancient Egyptian medicine Ebers Papyrus. Hetep.
Hetep. Now we've come to the segment of the program, which is called Listening to the Teachings. We'll continue our reading from Asarian Theology, and we begin with the reading of the hymn to Asar. Glory be to Asar, Unifer, the great God within Abdu, King of Eternity, Lord of the Everlasting, who passeth through of years in his existence, eldest son of the womb of Nut-Bai-Geb, Lord of the crowns of the north and south, Lord of the lofty white crown, as prince of gods and of men, he hath received the crook and the flail, and the dignity of his divine fathers. Let thy heart which is in the mountain of Amenta be content, for thy son Heru is established upon thy throne. Thou art crowned Lord of Jedu and ruler in Abdu. Through thee the world waxeth green in triumph before the might of Nebuchadnezzar. He leadeth in his train that which is and that which is not yet, in his name Tarsetana. He toweth along the earth in triumph, in his name Sekher. He is exceedingly mighty and most terrible, in his name Asar. He endureth forever and forever, in his name Unifer. Homage to thee, King of kings, Lord of lords, Prince of princes, who from the womb of Nut has possessed the world and has ruled all lands and Akert. Thy body is of gold, thy head is of azure, and emerald light encircleth thee. O An of millions of years, all pervading with thy body and beautiful in countenance, in Tasert. From the book of Coming Forth by Day of Ani. We continue our reading from African Religions, Volume 4, Asarian Theology, with verse 111. And in the e-book, this is on page 118. It is they who filled life full of light. It is they who caused the savagery of mutual slaughtering of men to cease. It is they who hallowed precincts to the gods, their ancestors, and spots for holy rites. It is they who gave to men laws, food, and shelter.
Verse 112. It is they who will, said Yehuti, learn to know the secrets of my records all, and will make separation of them. And some they will keep for themselves, while those that are best suited for the benefit of mortal men, they will engrave on tablet and on obelisk.
Verse 113. It is they who were the first to set up courts of law, and filled the world with justice and fair rule. It is they who were the authors of good pledges and of faith, and brought the mighty witness of an oath into men's lives.
14. It is they who taught men how to wrap up those who ceased to live, as they should be.
115. It is they who searched into the cruelty of death, and learned that through the spirit which goes out longs to return into men's body. Yet if it ever fails to have the power of getting back again, then loss of life results.
On page 119,
okay.
Their iconography of a temple entrance with columns on each side with the primary entrance. The two columns represent Aset and Nebuhet, and the entrance representing Asar. The columns representing duality, and the entrance representing non-duality. There's also a pyramid with the eye of Haru at the top, pyramid representing the all-seeing eye of enlightenment. And also there's a diagram of, if you were looking from the top view of the pyramid, you would see that the pyramid has four sides. And in the center would be, again, the capstone, which is the eye of Haru. Okay. On 120 in the e-book, verse 116. It is they who learned from Jehuti that the surrounding space was filled with spirits, and engraved on hidden stones the hidden teaching.
It is they alone who, taught by Jehuti in God's hidden code, became the authors of the arts and sciences, and all pursuits which men do practice, and givers of their laws.
118. It is they who, taught by Jehuti, that the things below have been disposed by God to be in sympathy with things above, establish on the earth the sacred rites over which the mysteries in heaven preside.
119. It is they who, knowing the destructibility of human frames, devise the grade of prophets in all things perfected, in order that no prophet who stretched forth his hands unto the gods should be in ignorance of anything, that magic and philosophy should feed the soul, and medicine preserve the body when it suffers pain.
Gloss of verse 119 on page 239 in the e-book. Once again, the importance of directing the mind toward the divine is stressed. It is difficult to succeed in even in ordinary endeavors of life if one does not focus any attention towards achieving the goal. There is no exception in spiritual development. In order for true knowledge and understanding to develop, there needs to be a process of perpetuating the divine. This is accomplished by directing the mind toward the divine through prayer, meditation, practicing dispassion, controlling the emotions, study scriptures, and attending discourses by qualified spiritual preceptors.
Hotep. This will conclude our listening to the teaching for today, and we'll continue next week with verse 120. Hotep. Now let's transition into our devotional meditation. Return to a comfortable seated position, either on the floor in the lotus posture or in a chair with your feet firmly planted on the ground. In both cases, be sure to keep your back straight. We'll begin with chanting a little Hekau. And as you utter the word with power, visualize that you embody the qualities of the Netter and the Asarian myth. See their virtues becoming your virtue and gain insight into their ways. Recall this is the deification of your personality, invoking your power within to transform yourself into a Netter. Nepuasar, 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 Nepuasar. Nepuaset, 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 Nepuaset. Nepuheru, 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 Nepuheru. Look at, look at, look at, look at. Now relax in silence for a few moments. Allow the utterances to resonate in your mind and become a witness to whatever you see in your mind's eye. Visualize yourself as a Sar, as a Set, as Heru. Take several deep breaths, and with each one, feel your body becoming lighter and more relaxed. As you inhale deeply, allow your abdominal area to expand fully. Allow your chest to expand. Inhale all the way to the crown chakra. And exhale deeply and completely like a deflated balloon. Again, as you inhale, visualize the life force energy from the universe is pouring into your body. And as you exhale, releasing toxins and negative thoughts, feeling revitalized and renewed. This is the breath of Het Heru. On your next inhalation, visualize that your body is rising up into the air, above the clouds, and into space. Visualize that you are in an astral plane. It is a dark realm, but it is not empty. Visualize that your body is made of pure light, and there are stars twinkling all around you. Experience the vast expanse of your surroundings and feel at ease in this realm. Relax every muscle in your body and discover the peace and joy of your expansion. Now take flight
by simply willing yourself to move up and away. Travel to the far reaches of this astral plane. Visit the stars, the planets, the moon, Saturn with its rings, there are worlds, galaxies, and universes which expand to infinity. Behold the beauty and majesty of the divine. Now relax and allow the feeling of joy, immortality, infinity, and eternity to permeate every part of you. Nukpu Asar, I am Asar. Now see off in the distance a dark realm. It is the darkest place that you have ever seen. No light emanates from or reaches this place. Nothing grows here. Come closer to this place and look into it. There is nothing to be seen, but you feel a strange affinity to this place. It is beckoning to you, calling your soul to enter. It is pulling you close. You cannot explain it, but somehow it feels warm, loving, and complete. You attempt to go in, but something prevents you. Even as a glass door permits you to look within, but not to enter. What prevents you from entering is your ego. The deepest, darkest realm is the abode of the Supreme Self, and none other can exist there. So if you wish to enter into the presence of the divine, you will need to discard all notions of separation and all notions of individuality. When you say, Nukpu Asar, I am Asar. Who is the I? You must forget the ego I
and now be Asar. Therefore, allow the mind and its thought of separation, worry, anxiety, etc., to subside. As you discover the essence of who the I is referring to deep down within, leave the mind behind. Its thoughts cannot help you now. Feel and experience the silence of the quiet mind. And allow yourself to melt into the cosmic mind. Reflect this vast universe, these stars, the planet, the moon, the black hole, this earth, this body, all of this is me. I am the universe. I am the gods and goddesses. I am the divine self. Become one with the peace and the emptiness. Now there is only awareness. Pure consciousness. No thoughts reach you. Now you are entering into the realm of absolute darkness, the realm of Asar. I invite you to remain in this place of peace and tranquility for as long as you like and for as long as you can. And when you are ready, gently return to normal body consciousness and slowly move your limbs as you rise. Pay your respects to the mentors with upright hands. Utter the closing words of power and leave the meditation area feeling the divine grace has fallen upon you and will be with you throughout the rest of this day. Om Asara Sedheri. Om Asara Sedheri. Om Asara Sedheri. Om Asara Sedheri. As you commune more and more with the divine, your awareness will increase gradually, and you will achieve greater and greater control of your thoughts, emotions, mind, and senses until you are in complete control and experience abiding spiritual awareness. This is a state of enlightenment. May you discover the glory of meditation. Om Atepa Tepa Tepa Tepa. Peace, 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 peace.
Okay. Closing announcements. In order to learn more about Chautauqua Netra, visit www.egyptianyoga.com and register for a free membership at our new interactive website. Your free membership allows you to enjoy a continuous stream of devotional hymns, new articles, videos, Q&A about Kemetic culture, spirituality, and lifestyle, which includes ancient teachings presented by our temple high priest and priestess. Be sure to access Blog Talk Radio, Chautauqua Netra archives for inspirational programming, such as our Glorious Light Meditation, Kemetic Life Skills series, and many others. Join us for evening devotional service each Thursday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Time with Shems Ptah Maut Ankh and Shems Baket Asura. While in Atlanta, Georgia, please visit the Temple of Heru located at 6099 Petula Way, Lithonia, Georgia, for Sunday devotional worship presided over by priest Lep Setna Nebarad. For further information, contact him at 678-437-7768. In the interim, you may reach out to me, Shems Heru, at 919-370-0713. Again, that's 919-370-0713. While in Charlotte, North Carolina, please visit the Temple of the Moon for your Sunday devotional worship presided by priest Ratim. His phone number is 704-780-5769 or Umunsi at 704-968-6200. Please join us for our new Blog Talk lecture series on Saturday evenings with Seva Ma at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Also, save the dates to join us for our 2016 Interion Conference to be held December 29, 2016 to January 1, 2017. At the Calvin Center near Atlanta, Georgia. The final announcement tonight is an appeal for donation partners to keep our Blog Talk Radio programming on the air. Please make your kind and generous donation according to how you have been blessed by using paypal.com and sending to chautauqueretreat@aol.com. This concludes our devotional worship Sunday morning program. You may now partake of your offering. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to join us next week at the same time for the Chautauqua Netra Worship Program. On behalf of Seva Ma, Dr. Muata Ashby, and Seva Jah, Dr. Karen Ashby, and the Temple of Aset, Temple of Chautauqua Netra, I am Shems Heru Mariatun, along with Shems Harit Netzer S. Mary Ma'ati. Wishing you an abundance of happiness, peace, and blessings, and Ankh Uja Seneb, which means life, vitality, and health. Please stay tuned for our closing prayer.
In the coming week, let us recall the teachings which stresses the importance of directing the mind towards the divine. This can be accomplished by directing the mind towards the divine through prayer, meditation, practicing dispassion, controlling the emotions, study of the scriptures, and attending discourses by qualified spiritual preceptors. Remember, we are so blessed and fortunate to be under the guidance of Seva Ma and Seva Ja.
Suicide.